This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, March 31st, 2014. I'm Yitzhak Winnecker-Hayda. Ozarks at Large is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a preview of an upcoming grief seminar for bereaved parents. Also, Fort Smith releases its annual point-in-time count of homeless people in the community. Those stories and more, but first, the latest numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released Friday show improvement to Arkansas's unemployment rate. The seasonally adjusted jobless rate dropped from 7.3% in January to 7.1% in February. Michael Packow with UALR's Institute for Economic Advancement says the data is showing a trend with other recent reports.
This was the sixth consecutive month that we've seen those underlying statistics move in the right direction. So it was a fairly positive report overall, particularly when it comes to the household employment statistics.
Packow says the latest report shows evidence of improvement in one of Arkansas's most important economic sectors.
We've been seeing some general weakness in the goods-producing sectors, manufacturing and construction, in recent years. Those have been the areas that have been slow to recover from the recession. But the good news is that over the first couple of months of 2014, we've seen some pretty substantial gains in those areas.
While moving closer to the national unemployment rate, Arkansas still lags 0.4 of a percentage point behind. The CEO of Little Rock-based Axiom Corporation says he supports stronger regulations on companies that collect, analyze, and market consumer data. In a presentation to investors associated with Delta Trust and Bank last week, Scott Howe, Axiom CEO, said the use of collected consumer data should be limited to marketing purposes only. He said consumers should also have the right to deny access to companies that want to collect their personal data.
In every interview I have done in the last year, when I talk to 60 Minutes, when I talk to CNN, when I talk to the New York Times, when I talk to the Wall Street Journal, when I talk to Senator Rockefeller, I always say the same thing, which is, you might be surprised to know that Axiom is in favor of much stronger privacy regulation.
Axiom has recently come under increased scrutiny by national media and the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee, chaired by Senator Jay Rockefeller of New York, for the extent of its consumer data collections. Last year, Axiom opened a website, aboutthedata.com, which allows users to see what information the company has collected about them. Those seeking public records in Washington County can again access records from before 2009 via the Internet. Kyle Sylvester, Washington County Circuit Clerk, says the documents were removed from the web in September in accordance with an administrative order by the state Supreme Court last June.
Back in 2009, they made it where anything that was available via a search engine on the Internet, those documents with all the personal information such as Social Security numbers, account numbers, especially like juvenile cases with birthdays and stuff like that, all that information had to be redacted. Of course, juvenile cases really aren't available online, but everything that had those type of things in there had to be redacted or blotted out.
As documents after 2009 were already being redacted as per the order to put records online, the Arkansas Supreme Court issued Administrative Order 19, which stated that all pre-2009 records had to be pulled from the web until they were redacted. Sylvester says that the county had roughly 750,000 documents to redact to be in accordance with the court order. But instead of going through all of those documents and making redactions by hand, he says his office instead used a computerized option.
The court management system that we have, the software company, is called COT Systems, and they're out of Ohio. What they did is they developed a small program to go in and identify the Social Security numbers, account numbers, and things like that, and automatically redact those.
Sylvester says the redaction process took a little longer than originally expected, and that the pre-2009 records were unavailable for roughly 6 months from September to late February. But now, all records are back online and can be accessed for free on the county's website, co.washington.ar.us. The College of Engineering at the University of Arkansas has received a sizable gift commitment to support a teaching endowment. According to the college, alumnus Robert Bigadike has made an estate commitment valued at more than $7.8 million, which will in turn be used to establish a teaching endowment in his name in the college. Bigadike received his bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering from the U of A in 1958 and later returned to the campus to receive his master's degree. The Razorback baseball team didn't find luck on the road over the weekend. Though Arkansas shut out Mississippi State 4-0 in the first game of Saturday's doubleheader, the Hogs lost the second game Saturday and again dropped yesterday's decision with a final score of 5-1 in both lost games. After the three games, Arkansas is now 17-10 on the season and 4-5 in SEC play. The Razorbacks return home tomorrow for a two-game set against Nebraska. The next head coach of Arkansas women's basketball has been selected. The UA Athletics Department has announced that Jimmy Dykes, a coach and former ESPN analyst, has been named the 8th head coach of women's basketball. Dykes has previously coached at the U of A, Sacramento State University, Appalachian State, the University of Kentucky, the U of A in Little Rock, and at Oklahoma State University. He also spent 2 seasons working as a college scout for the Seattle Supersonics before working for ESPN. Tonight's weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy conditions with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 46 in northwest Arkansas, and a 20% chance of showers and a low of 52 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs from 71 to 77. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms with lows from 57 to 60.